JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to Seaforth in St. Thomas for Community Health Day. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Ganja can be legally grown in Jamaica, but to do this, you must have a license, and it must only be grown for scientific research and religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Each household may grow up to 5 ganja plants for personal use. Remember, smoking in public is illegal. To get more information, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
The National Health Fund, NHF, will be hosting a Community Health Day in Seaforth, St. Thomas on Tuesday, February 16, beginning at 10 a.m. The venue is the Seaforth Seventh-day Adventist Church. This is one of several health days being hosted by the NHF each week to continuously emphasize the importance of personal responsibility for health. During health days, patrons may receive blood pressure and sugar checks, cholesterol, hemoglobin, and vision tests, as well as ECG, body mass index, and other exams. NHF Public Information Manager Charmaine Robotham says there may be times when patrons receive abnormal results. Medical practitioners are usually on site to provide medical advice, but in the event that there is no medical practitioner present,
if the abnormal result is very high, such as a very high blood pressure reading, the patient is referred immediately to the hospital.
Health screenings make it possible for common diseases to be detected early, prevented, and treated, and it is important to improving health. Community Health Day partners include the Heart Foundation of Jamaica and the Diabetes Association of Jamaica.
When you hear the word vision, what comes to your mind? Well, Vision 2030 is a long-term plan. We seek to put things in place to make the country better. So young, old, or in between like I may, nobody ignore the thing. Get involved.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm and increase your knowledge. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Born Horace Swaby in 1954, this roots reggae and dub master produced early tracks such as East River Nile and Red Sea. He also played keyboard for Mikey Chung's Now Generation Band and popularized the use of the melodica or blow organ, which became his signature instrument. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Augustus Pablo. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time when we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.